Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls. Say, I hope you're feeling super-duper today and all ready for a lot of fun. If you are, you just come right up close to the radio and get set for a good time. Squeaky, my little pal, and Popcorn, my watchdog, are here, all set to join in the fun. How about it, Squeaky?
Well, sure thing. Hello there, boys and girls.
Oh, there's Popcorn. Yes, your Popcorn wants to know if I have a riddle today. You bet your life I've got a riddle of dandy. Now listen, boys and girls, and see if you can guess the answer to this riddle. Are you ready? All right. What has four legs and only one foot? What has four legs and only one foot?
Four legs and one foot? Well, that sounds like a circus freak to me.
No, that's wrong, Squeaky. But you keep trying, and I'll tell you just a little later on in the program. Right now, hey, I'd like to sing a song about three little pigs, and here it is. Listen. A jolly old sow once lived in a sty, and three little piggies had she. And she waddled about saying, oink, 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 while the little one said, wee, wee. And she waddled about saying, oink, 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 while the little one said, wee, wee. My dear little brothers, said one of the brats, my dear little piggies, said he, let us all for the future say, oink, 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 it's so childish to say, wee, wee. Let us all for the future say, oink, 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 it's so childish to say, wee, wee. Then these little pigs grew skinny and lean they might very well be, for somehow they couldn't say oink, 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 and they wouldn't say wee, wee, wee. For somehow they couldn't say oink, 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 and they wouldn't say wee, wee, wee. So after a time these little pigs died, they all died a fellow de si, from trying too hard to say oink, 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 when they only could say wee, wee. From trying too hard to say oink, 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 when they only could say wee, wee. A moral there is to this little song, a moral that's easy to see. Don't try while yet young to say oink, 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 for you only can say wee, wee. Don't try while yet young to say oink, 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 for you only can say wee, wee. Ha, 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 wasn't that a dandy? Hey, Squeaky, what are you doing over there by the closet?
Oh, over by the closet?
Yes, while I was singing about the three little pigs, I saw you trying to reach one of the top shelves in that closet.
Oh, was I? I mean, yes, I was.
Well, what were you trying to get on that shelf?
Oh, nothing, just a box.
Oh, a box. What's in the box?
Well, that's just it. I was just trying to find out. I tried to climb up there, and I couldn't make it because the shelf is too high.
Oh, I see. Well, did you try real hard?
Well, sure, but the chair wasn't tall enough, and I don't know where to get a ladder, and, well, anyway, I don't care.
Oh, you don't care, huh?
No, I just don't care. Probably isn't anything in that old box anyway. And even if there was, I wouldn't want it.
Oh, the box is still up there, isn't it? You couldn't reach the shelf, so you don't want the box. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what's in the box?
Well, maybe I do. Hey, did you ever hear the story about the fox and the grapes?
Well, no, I don't think so. But what happened?
Well, now, boys and girls, I think you'll want to hear about the fox and the grapes, too. So you come up close to your radios and listen, and I'll tell the story. Now, once there was a fox who happened one day to wander into a grape orchard. Well, he looked all around and he sniffed the air, and then he spied a great big bunch of grapes. Oh, boy, they looked so delicious, and the fox decided he wanted those grapes right away. So the fox jumped up in the air and tried to snatch the bunch of grapes in his mouth, but he couldn't quite reach them. He just jumped and he jumped till he was too tired to jump anymore.
Well, what did he do then, Happy Hank?
Well, he found that he couldn't get that big bunch of grapes, and so he just turned around and went home, and he just said to himself, well, I don't care. Those old grapes are probably sour anyway.
Oh, boy, was he dumb.
Oh, you think he was?
Why, sure. He only said the grapes were sour because he couldn't get them.
Yeah, that's right. And you decided that you didn't want the box up on the shelf after you found that you couldn't reach the shelf.
Oh, but I don't think there are any grapes in that box.
No, but I happen to know that there's a chocolate cake in that box.
A chocolate cake? Oh, boy, get me a ladder quick.
Yes, well, I thought you said you didn't want the old box.
I said that?
You certainly did.
Well, what do you know? Well, anyway, I can change my mind.
Well, now, what do you think, boys and girls? Shall we let Squeaky have the chocolate cake? What? A louder. Okay.
Oh, my pals. Well, thanks, boys and girls. Oh, boy.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Squeaky, but the box is empty.
Empty? Oh, well. Well, I didn't want any chocolate cake anyway.
Well, I give up. I can see that my little story didn't make much impression on you. I was just trying to show you that you mustn't say you don't like things just because you can't have them. Understand?
Yes, but I still like chocolate cake.
Well, I think... Oh, say, I've got a dandy song here. Now, we had a song about pigs. Here's one about a cat. Listen. There once lived a pretty young kitten called Puff, the prettiest kitten e'er seen. His tail was so long and his coat was so rough, and his eyes were an emerald green. But though he was pretty, he grieved his mama. His manners to her were so gruff. And whenever she'd scold him, he'd laugh out, ha-ha, would that naughty young kitten call Puff. His mother one day said to her son and heir, I cannot now catch mice enough for us both. But he answered, I'm sure I don't care, did that naughty young kitten call Puff. His mother then said, oh, how naughty you are, I really must give you a cuff. On this he showed a temper and scratched his mama, did that naughty young kitten called Puff. Now growling most fiercely and watching them fight, stood a French poodle covered with fluff. And his feelings being shocked by this terrible sight, he bit that young kitten called Puff. From this you can all see 'tis much better far to avoid getting into a huff. So never show temper or scratch your mama like that naughty young kitten called Puff. Ha ha, you see? There's a nice little story, too. And if... Oh, all right, Popcorn. Say, that's dandy. Popcorn has a poem for us today. Lift him up to the mic, Squeaky.
Okay, come right up here, Popcorn. Right there, right there. Right there. That's right, now right there.
And since you boys and girls can't understand puppy dog talk, I guess we'll have to do it this way. I'll read the poem, and Popcorn can say it after me. You ready to listen? All right, here's what the poem says. Roses are red and violets are blue. Go ahead. Squeaky is silly, and I am too. Well, what a poem. Roses are red and violets are blue. Squeaky is silly, and I am too.
My pal.
Oh, Popcorn said he was only fooling, and we sure he was. Now, I think we'd better sing our slogan song. Oh, you know, this will be the last day for this slogan. It's a dandy, too. The slogan says, I will stay healthy. I hope you've all learned this song so you can sing right along with me. Well, anyway, you can sing out good and strong every time I sing, I will stay healthy. Here we go. I'll make this rule and keep it too. I will stay healthy. I'll do the things I ought to do. I will stay healthy. I'll get my share of vitamin and never grow up pale and thin. The healthy kid's the one to win. I will stay healthy. I'll always get the sleep I need. I will stay healthy. I'll exercise and show some speed. I will stay healthy. I'll eat the things that I should eat. A great big breakfast, what a treat. And then I will be hard to beat. I will stay healthy. Yes, sir, that's right, and that's swell, boys and girls. Now let's... Oh, look. Now, before we celebrate today's birthdays, I have the answer to today's riddle. Yes, sir, did you figure out the answer to the riddle? What has four legs and only one foot? Did you get it? Well, the answer is a bed. Oh, that's a dandy, isn't it? Try it on Dad, will you? All right. Well, my goodness, another song and another kind of animal. Let's see, we had three pigs, and then we had Puff the kitten, and here's one about a sheep and a boy. Listen. Lazy sheep, pray tell me why, in the pleasant fields you lie, eating grass and daisies white, from the morning till the night. Everything can something do, but what kind of use are you? Nay, my little master, nay, do not serve me, so I pray. Don't you see the wool that grows on my back to make your clothes? Cold, ah, very cold you'd be if you had not wool from me. True, it seems a pleasant thing, nipping daisies in the spring, but what chilly nights I pass on the cold and dewy grass, or pick my scanty dinner where all the ground is brown and bare. Then the farmer comes at last, when the merry spring is past, cuts my woolly fleece away for your cold and wintry day. Little master, this is why in the pleasant fields I lie. Isn't that a nice song? Well, it's birthday time now. I'm going to turn on the old electric eye and see who has a birthday today. Goodness gracious, look at all the big birthday smiles. Oh, my goodness, lots of birthdays. Well, we've got a big birthday cake here with all the candles already lighted up. Everybody make a wish now. Let's see, I'll make one. My wish is... Well, I've got my wish made. Now, when I count three, everybody blow right into the radio and we'll sing. There we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you.